This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The Syrian ceasefire is set to expire in less than an hour. Russian and Turkish leaders say they have made a deal to share control of Syria's northeast that requires Kurdish fighters to clear the entire length of the Syria-Turkey border. This, as U.S. and Kurdish officials say, Kurdish fighters have completed their pullout from the zone along the Syrian border. Meanwhile, U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says Washington is planning to bring U.S. troops withdrawing from Syria back to the United States and not keep them in Iraq indefinitely.
The aim isn't to stay in Iraq interminably. The aim is to pour soldiers out and eventually get them back home.
Esper says the details have not yet been worked out on how long the U.S. troops will stay in Iraq. He will have discussions with his Iraqi counterpart on Wednesday. Congressional impeachment investigators are hearing today from the top U.S. diplomat in Ukraine. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
Former Army officer William Taylor has been thrust into the center of the impeachment inquiry. He's the one who was texting with two of President Trump's point men on Ukraine, expressing concern about hinging U.S. aid on investigations into the Biden family and other Democratic Party officials. At one point, according to congressional investigators, Taylor wrote it was, quote, crazy to withhold security assistance for help with a political campaign. Taylor was tapped to run the U.S. embassy in Ukraine after Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch was suddenly removed. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Earlier today, President Donald Trump triggered outrage by comparing the Democrat-led impeachment inquiry to a lynching. The Congressional Black Caucus condemned the comment. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has failed to form a new government. His centrist rival Benny Gantz will now try to put together a majority coalition of lawmakers and become the country's new leader. From Washington, this is VOA News. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau appears set to hold on to the government in Canada. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
Voters in Canada appeared to give Prime Minister Justin Trudeau a second term in parliamentary elections Monday. Trudeau's Liberal Party was projected to win the most seats in the 338-seat parliament, staving off a serious challenge from rival Conservatives. The choice Canadians faced was between Trudeau and Conservatives leader Andrew Scheer. Trudeau's prospects had been clouded by questions of judgment. Trudeau repeatedly apologized after old photos of him in blackface and brownface had surfaced last month. Months before, his former attorney general asserted Trudeau had pressured her to halt the prosecution of a Quebec company. I'm Mike Gracia.
At this hour, Britain's parliament is expected to vote on the prime minister's accelerated three-day timetable for the Brexit bill. Boris Johnson is warning of a new election if his EU withdrawal bill is voted down. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Speaking in the House of Commons, Boris Johnson has told lawmakers if they reject his Brexit timetable, the bill will have to be pulled and we will have to go forward to a general election. Lawmakers from across the political spectrum have been plotting to put the brakes on Johnson's drive to push his EU divorce bill through the House of Commons in just 3 days, potentially scuttling the government's hopes of delivering Brexit by October 31. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Japan's new emperor, Naruhito, formally ascended to the throne Tuesday in an elaborate ceremony in Tokyo.
In a centuries-old ceremony, Japan's new emperor, Naruhito, formally ascended to the throne Tuesday. While he officially began his reign in May, only now, through a series of rituals called the Sokui no Rei, is he enthroned. More than 100 foreign dignitaries were in attendance, including Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky, Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam, and Britain's Prince Charles.
That's Reuters' Ryan Brooks reporting. Five people were injured Tuesday in Norway's capital Oslo, struck by an ambulance stolen by an armed man. The final trailer for Star Wars: The Rise of Skywalker is out. AP's Matt Small reports.
Offering brief looks at beloved characters, the new trailer before the next Star Wars film aims to evoke a blend of fond memories mixed with anticipation as the last chapter in the now 9-part Skywalker saga that began back in 1977 comes to an end this December.
The Force will be with you. Always.
While tickets for Star Wars: The Rise of Skywalker are also now on sale, Disney promises new Star Wars stories in the future, with multiple films in development and the Mandalorian space western series set to debut in November on its streaming service. I'm Matt Small.
And from Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.